A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30.
Right now it's 31 degrees.
Still have huge backups on the West Belt and on northbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We're following a developing story on Utah's Morning News. A big economic development is being expanded in Utah County. Facebook announced this morning that they're expanding their Eagle Mountain data center by 500,000 square feet. When all is said and done, Facebook will have a 1.5 million square foot campus. The project was already valued at $1 billion.
The Inspector General goes before the Senate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Justice Department Inspector General is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, or at least he will shortly. This is after issuing a report on the origins of the Russia probe. He says Michael Horowitz did not find the FBI efforts to surveil a Trump campaign were justified. Senator Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the committee, is making opening statements.
If that's your takeaway, that this thing was lawfully predicated, and that's the main point, you missed the entire report.
Senator Graham went on to read some of the emails and texts that went back and forth between FBI members as they began the investigation.
Shortly after the election of Donald J. Trump, the FBI lawyer in charge of supervising the FISA process tweets out to friends, "Viva la resistance." What are the odds that this guy might do something wrong?
Horowitz in his report says he was unable to find political bias in his internal investigation. Elsewhere, the House Judiciary Committee today debating sending articles of impeachment to the full House. It's considered likely, and if passed, it would lead to a Senate trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin promises
we will be dignified, orderly, and show mutual respect.
Senate Republicans are suggesting a quick trial with no witnesses called. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.